And so Jesus tells his disciples, he gives them his last words. He said, listen, don't leave town until you get it. Because in your present shape, you can't do what I'm assigning you to do. I'm leaving the entire thing in your hands. And you can't do it without this one essential thing. You need to be baptized in the Holy Spirit and fire. Fire is that which helps us get focused. Fire is that that helps us to forget about what anyone thinks. I've been the burning man, I'm telling you. Yeah, I see fire as praying for rain. Yeah, that's right. Those three verses are kind of odd, aren't they? Craftsmanship. I filled them with the Spirit of God for wisdom, understanding, knowledge, and craftsmanship. Strange. Filled with the Spirit of God, they prophesied. Filled with the Spirit of God for demonstrations of power. I want to address those three, then we're going to pray. The power one I'll start with. We'll start with that and go backwards. That's the one we emphasize the most, without apology. A powerless life as a believer is inexcusable. And there's no shame, guilt for it. It's just saying, listen, let's just get hungry enough where we contend with the Lord for these things. It's important. People who know they have access to the heart of God do not simply coast in and say, oh God, if it's your will, touch me in this way. There's this relentless pursuit that says, like Jacob, wrestled with God all night. It changed the way he walked for the rest of his life. That's just it. It's just there's this contending that goes on in my soul. God has said it's possible. I can't live knowing that is possible, and I didn't get it. I cannot go to my grave wondering if I discovered the purpose. I want to tell you, here it comes down to this. Your purpose in life cannot be fully discovered without the fullness of the Spirit of God upon you. A statement that we've stated over and over again. No matter what my gift is, my gifts, your abilities, your talents, skills, all those things are like the sail on a boat. We may sit here and say, man, you got blue stripes on yours. Those are so awesome. Man, I love the way you play the piano. It's incredible. I love those blue stripes. We may say, yeah, but your gift of leadership is great. And so we look and say, yeah, man, that orange thing here and the yellow there, that's just your sail's just so beautiful. And we may sit here and admire one another's sails, but they're absolutely worthless without wind. They have no purpose without wind. They're not there so that we sit and applaud one another's sails. They are there to capture wind to drive us into our purpose. We don't have the ability to discover our purpose by simply discovering our skills and our gifts. It either has the breath of God on it or it doesn't. And if it doesn't, then we can never fully tap into our purpose. It comes down to this. You and I are pitiful without the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And with the baptism of the Holy Spirit, they think you're pitiful. They'll figure that one out.